And it is a great privilege and it's a great honor to be with you this evening.
Se on suur eesõigus ja se on suur au olla täna teie keskel.
We have been looking forward for a long time to this visit.
Me oleme oodanud seda kaua aega, seda kohtumist.
And many people around the world have been in much prayer.
Üle maailma on paljud inimesed olnud sellepärast palves.
They have been in prayer for this trip, but in prayer for you.
Nad on palves olnud selle reisu pärast, aga nad on palves olnud ka teie pärast.
We believe that God has brought us here for a reason.
Ja meie usume, et Jumal on meid siia saatnud põhjusega ja eesmärgiga.
And we are looking forward to see what the results will be.
Ja meie vaatame ja meie ootame nüüd, millised on need tagajärjed.
We need your prayer for us.
Meie palume ja meie vajame teie palveid.
For over the next week we will have many pressures upon us.
Ja ma usun, et mitmed rasked pinged on järgnevatel päevadel meiega.
We have an exhaustive schedule.
Meil on tõesti pingerikas kava.
My father has to speak many times each day.
Minu isal on vaja rääkida mitmed korrad igal päeval.
And he has to be extremely careful of what he says.
Ja ta peab olema väga tähelepanelik, mida ta ütleb.
For he wants every word to count for the kingdom of Christ.
Sest iga sõna ta tahab nagu kaaluda Jumala riigis.
So we need your prayer for us.
Sellepärast meie vajame teie palveid.
I would like to speak tonight on prayer for a few moments.
Ma tahaksin teiega rääkida palvest mõne hetke.
For it's by prayer that I stand here tonight.
Sest see on palve pärast, et ma seisan siin teie ees.
It was because of the prayers of my father and my mother for me I stand here tonight.
Sellepärast, et minu isa ja minu ema on palunud minu pärast, täna ma seisan teie ees.
Many people would say, well, you're the son of Dr. Billy Graham, it's natural for you to stand in the pulpit to preach.
Mitmed inimesed ütlevad mulle, et kuna te olete Dr. Billy Grahami poeg, see on loomulik, et te olete jutlustaja.
It doesn't matter whose one parents are.
Kuid see ei ole oluline, kelle vanemate laps ma olen.
My parents could not choose Jesus Christ for me.
Minu vanemad ei saanud mitte valida minule Jeesust Kristust.
You cannot choose Jesus Christ for your children.
Teie ükski ei saa valida enese lastele Jeesust Kristust ise.
You can love them, you can pray for them.
Te võite armastada neid, teie võite õpetada neid.
You can wish Christ for them.
Te võite paluda nende pärast ja te võite soovida nendele Kristust.
But you cannot choose Jesus Christ for your children.
Aga teie ei saa valida nendele ega nende eest valida Jeesuse Kristuse nendele.
No one could choose Christ for you. You had to choose for yourself.
Ükski teine ei saa valida teile endile Jeesus Kristust, vaid teie ise peate otsustama.
I had to choose Christ for myself.
Ja mina ise pidin ka otsustama Jeesuse Kristuse kui isikliku päästja.
But for a long time I rebelled.
Kuid pikki aastaid ma vaidlesin ja seisin vastu.
I wanted to do the things that pleased myself.
Ja ma tahtsin teha seda, mis minule meeldis.
I wanted to find out about life on my own.
Ja ma tahtsin ise leida endale õige elu tee.
And my desire was not to serve Christ.
Ja minus eesmärk oli mitte teenida Kristust.
But to serve myself.
Vaid teenida ise ennast.
And so it's because of the prayers of my parents and those that love me, I stand here tonight.
Ja nõnda minu vanemate palve peale, kes mind on väga armastanud, ma ometi seisan siin teie ees.
I believe in the power of prayer.
Ma usun palve jõusse.
And this is the greatest weapon as believers that we have in our arsenal.
Ja see on kõige võimsam relv meie usklike arsenaalis.
In Acts chapter 12,
Apostlite tegude 12. peatükis,
is an example of believers' prayer.
On näide usklike palvest.
Peter had been put in prison.
Peetrus oli pandud vanglasse.
And already one of the saints had been put to death by the sword.
Ja alles hiljuti oli üks pühak saanud surma, oli pandud tapetud.
By King Herod.
Herodese poolt.
And the scripture tells us that this pleased the Jews.
Ja siis on Jumala sõnas öeldud, et see meeldis, see tegu juutidele.
And Herod saw this with his own eyes that it pleased the Jews.
Ja Herodes nägi ise oma silmadega, et see meeldis juutidele.
So it was his plan to kill Peter.
Ja see oli tema plaan tappa ka Peetrus.
To put him to death in the same manner.
Ja panna, tähendab, tappada selle samal meetodil.
The Bible tells us that Peter was in prison and he was chained.
Piibel räägib, et Peetrus oli vanglas ja ta oli ahelates.
And that while he was in prison, being chained, the believers were meeting and praying for Peter.
Ja sellel ajal, kui Peetrus oli vangis ahelates, samal ajal usklikud olid palves koos.
And in the middle of the night, an angel shook Peter and woke him up.
Öösel keset öötunde ingel puudutas Peetrus, kes oli raskesti unes, ja ta äratas Peetrus üles.
And we're all familiar with the story how the chains fell off and how the angel told him to get up.
Ja te olete tuttavad selle looga, kuidas ingel ütles, tõuse üles, ja ta aelad langesid maha.
And took him out of the prison and into the city.
Ja ta viis ta vanglast välja ja viis ta linna.
But the whole time, Peter thought that he was in a vision.
Aga kogu aeg Peetrus mõtles, et see on mingisugune nägemus.
He didn't believe it was happening.
Ta ei uskunud, mis on juhtumas.
And so here in the middle of the night, God sends his angel and sets Peter free.
Nõnda, keset öötundi saatis Jumal oma ingli ja vabastas Peetruse.
And Peter couldn't believe it.
Ja Peetrus ei võinud seda tõeliselt uskuda.
He immediately goes to the home where the believers are meeting.
Otse kohe ta läks usklike juurde, kes olid usklikute maja juurde, kus olid usklikud.
He knocks on the door, they didn't believe it either.
Ja ta koputas nende väravale ja nemad ei uskunud samuti.
Remember the little servant girl Rhoda, she went to the door and when she heard it was his voice, she ran back inside without even opening the door.
Ja mäletate seda väikest teenija tütarlast Roodest, kes kuules Peetrust koputamas väravale ja nähes Peetrust, ta jooksis tagasi ja ei uskunud samuti.
But the point is, while they were praying, God was answering prayer.
Aga see tõeline mõte selles on, et kui usklikud palusid, siis Jumal hakkas palvele vastama.
And sometimes when we see answer to prayer, we don't believe it.
Ja vahest on samuti meiega. Meie näeme palve vastust ja meie ei usu.
We say, how can this be?
Ja meie ütleme, kuidas see võib juhtuda.
We have just prayed it and now it's happened.
Me ei ole alles palunud ja nüüd ta juhtub tõepoolest.
And this is exactly what happened in this particular passage of scripture.
Ja see on täpselt sama lugu, mis on siin Apostlitegude 12. Peatükis.
As you already told, part of my work is to recruit doctors.
Ja nii nagu te juba kuulsite, minu ülesanne on doktorid, arstide läkitamine.
We believe in evangelism and we believe in sending doctors to work in missionary hospitals.
Meie uskume evangelisatsiooni kuulutusse ja meie usume ka seda, et vaimulikud arstid võivad evangelisatsiooni kuulutada oma tööga.
Many countries around the world have no healthcare whatsoever for its people.
Üle maailma on mitmed riigid ja maad, kus ei ole tõeliselt meditsiinilist abi.
And if it wasn't for the missionary doctors and nurses from all over the world that have gone to the poorer nations, many people would have no healthcare.
Ja kui ei oleks olnud neid usklike arste ja meditsiinitöötajaid, alaste ja õdesi, kes on läinud välja kogu üle maailma, siis ei oleks tõeliselt olnud ka seal abi.
But over the centuries, God has used these missionary hospitals, these missionary nurses, to bring many, many people to Christ.
Aga Jumal on tarvitanud nõnda läbi aegade ikka neid kristlike missione, just hospitale, haiglaid, õdesi, kes on toonud paljud inimesed ka päästmisele.
And so part of our work is to support these missionary hospitals with Christian doctors.
Ja meie eesmärk ongi neid haiglaid abistada kristlike arstidega.
I got a letter from a doctor one day in Africa, in Kenya, who said, please send us a doctor.
Ühel päeval ma sain missionäärid Keeniast kirja, kes ütles, palun saatke mulle arst.
I agreed and I said, we'll be glad to send you a doctor. And we arranged for 4 men to go to replace him so he could come home to America for furlough.
Ja nõnda meie olime valmis abistama neid kolme arstiga selleks, et sealne missionär oleks võinud tulla koju puhkusele.
This doctor was tired, he was exhausted, and he needed some rest.
See arst, kes oli seal töötanud, tema oli väsinud ja ta vajas puhkust.
So we arranged to send him a doctor.
Ja nõnda meie saatsime uued arstid.
Then I got a letter from him and he told me that one of his friends, one of his colleagues was going to take his place and he didn't need our help.
Ja siis ta sai kirja, et üks tema kolleegidest asendab teda ja ta ei vajanud siiski seda abi.
We sent the other doctors to another hospital in Zaire.
Teised arstid, sellepärast, et teised arstid oli vaja teise arsti Zaire, kus oli samuti abi vaja.
Then I got another letter from this doctor, and he told me that his colleague had just wrote him a letter, and now his colleague could not come. Could I please send these doctors?
Ja nõnda ma sain kirja siis kolleegilt, selle arsti kolleegilt, kes ütles, see arst ei saa tulla. Ja nõnda pidin mina valima jällegi arsti, keda saata välja, kui missionäri ja arsti.
I didn't know what to do. The doctors that we had already arranged, we had sent them to another hospital.
Me ei kujutanud ette, mida, milliselt lahendada seda, sest olin juba arstid valinud ja olime saatnud nad välja.
We had only 3 weeks to find the doctors that he needed.
Ja meil oli ainult 3 nädalat aega, et valida ja leida uut arsti.
But the problem was, I was leaving my office, I was on my way to Asia, and I had no time to work on it.
Ja probleem oli ka selles, et ma olin just valmistamas Aasia reisuks ja pidin lahkuma oma kontorist.
So we prayed.
Ja siis meie palusime.
2 weeks later, I was in Africa.
2 nädalat hiljem olin ma Afrikas.
And I went to go see this doctor.
Ja ma läksin vaatama seda arsti.
We still had nobody to take his place.
Ei olnud ikka veel kedagi, kes oleks ta kohta võtnud, asendanud teda.
He was scared, he was sick.
Ta oli mures ja ta oli haige.
He was overworked.
Ta oli üle töötanud.
He had 130 beds in his hospital.
Tal oli 140 kohta haiglas.
He was the only doctor.
Ja ta oli ainuke arst seal.
And he had 3 patients in each bed.
Ja tal oli 3 haiget igas voodis.
Most of us have been sick at one point or another.
Me oleme iga üks olnud kuidagi haiged.
Most of us have been to the hospital at one point in our life.
Ja enamus meist oleme olnud haiglas.
And imagine just for one moment sharing your bed not only with one other person but with 2 other persons.
Ja kujutage ette, kui te peaksite olema haiglas ja teie ei peaks jagama mitte oma voodit kellegi teisega, vaid 2 inimesega.
This one doctor was caring for over 300 people.
Ja ühesõnaga see üks arst pidi aitama 300 inimest.
And I could see that he was in desperate need.
Ja ma mõissin, et see inimene on tõeliselt tohutus hädas ja vajab abi.
But we didn't know what to do except to pray.
Ja meie ei osanud midagi muud, kui ainult lahendada.
That God would bring the right man at the right time to meet this man's need.
Et Jumal ise leiab õige mehe õigel ajal sellele kohale.
We prayed and we prayed together on our knees.
Ja meie palvetasime ja palvetasime oma põlvedel.
I left his hospital, went back to Nairobi, the capital city.
Ja ma lahkusin sellest haiglast Nairobi tagasi.
And that night, when I got back to my hotel, there was a message for me to call my office in America.
Ja kui ma jõudsin oma hotelliruumi, oli mul sõnum seal, et ma helistaksin tagasi oma kontorisse Ameerikasse.
My secretary told me that that day a doctor had called wanting to take his family to Africa to work in a missionary hospital. And she was asking, do you have any needs that you have seen?
Ja minu sekretäri kiri oli, kus ta teatas, et sellel päeval oli üks arst teatanud, et ta koos oma perekonnaga on võimeline minema Afrikasse missionäriks abiks, kui on mingit vaja abi.
You see, while we were praying, God was answering our prayer.
Te mõistate, kui meie olime alles palvetamas, Jumal juba vastas meie palvetele.
And it happened so quickly that I didn't even believe it.
Ja see juhtus nii kiiresti, et ma ei uskunud seda.
There in Acts chapter 12 we see where the believers prayed and God answered prayer immediately.
Siin 12. peatükis apostlitegudes meie näeme, kui meie palume, siis Jumal vastab ka kohe palvetele.
God is in the business of answering prayers today.
Jumal on praegu tegevuses sellepärast, et vastata palvetele.
You see, in my family, I have three older sisters.
Minu perekonnas on kolm vanemat õde.
I am the oldest son.
Ma olen vanim poeg.
I have a younger brother.
Mul on noorem vend.
But yet my parents could not choose Jesus Christ for us.
Aga nii nagu ütlesin, minu vanemad ei saanud valida minule Jeesus Kristus.
They raised us well.
Nad samuti tõstatas selle küsimuse.
They presented Jesus Christ to us.
Ja nemad rääkisid meile Jeesusest Kristusest.
They took us to church.
Nad võtsid meid kaasa kogudusse kirikusse.
We went to a very small church.
Meie käisime väga väikeses koguduses.
But yet you see my parents pray.
Aga minu vanemad palusid.
And when I got into my teenage years.
Ja kui ma jõudsin oma kümnente aastate piiridesse.
I told you earlier that my desire was to serve myself.
Siis ma ütlesin juba alguses, et minu soov oli teenida iseennast.
And I put a lot of gray hair on my father's head.
Ja paljud allid juuksed minu isa peas on minu pärast.
He spent many nights worrying about me.
Isa viibis paljud ööd uneta ja muredes minu pärast.
But you see, my father prayed.
Aga minu isa palus mu pärast.
And he put his faith and his trust and his hope in God.
Aga kõik oma lootuse, kõik oma mure, kõik ta pani Jumal ette.
That God would work within my life.
Et Jumal töötaks minu elus.
At age 22,
22-aastaselt,
I am now 32.
Nüüd ma olen 32.
10 years ago, I got down on my knees and I made Jesus Christ the Lord of my life.
Tähendab, 10 aastat tagasi ma põlvitasin Jumal ette ja palusin Jeesus Kristust oma ellu.
And my wife and myself, we chose to serve the Lord.
Ja minu abikaasa ja mina, me otsustasime teenida Issandat.
In Joshua, in chapter 24, Joshua brings all the tribes of Israel together.
Joshua 24 on räägitud sellest, kuidas kogu Iisraeli suguarvute Joshua kokku.
Joshua was afraid for his children.
Joshua muretses oma perekonna ja oma laste pärast.
His children was the nation of Israel.
Tema lapsed olid Iisraeli rahvas.
You have to remember who Joshua was. Joshua was the commanding general of the Israeli forces.
Te mäletate, kes oli Joshua? Joshua oli Iisraeli sõjavägede juht.
He is that old general who had led Israel through battle after battle.
Tema oli see vana sõjakangelane ja sõjavägede juht, kes viis läbi võitlustest.
And now this old gray-haired general was afraid.
Ja nüüd see allipäine vana armee kindral oli mures.
For he sensed in his heart that Israel was getting ready to turn from God to worship idols.
Sest ta tundis, et Iisrael oli nüüd valmis pöörduma ära Jumalast, et teenida igasugused ebajumalaid.
And in chapter 24, he brings all of the nation together for one purpose, and that is to remind them of what God has done for them.
Ja Joshua 24. Peatükis ta kogu Iisraeli, et tuletada meelde kogu rahvale, mida Jumal on nendele teinud.
He reminded them that it was God who had brought them out of Egypt.
Ta tuletab meelde, et see oli Jumal, kes neid tõi välja Egiptusest.
It was God who had provided food for them in the wilderness.
See oli Jumal, kes valmistas nendele toidu laua kõrbes.
And when they had come to their enemies, it was God who had protected them.
Ja kui vaenlased ründasid neid, see oli Jumal, kes kaitses neid.
And it was God that had given them strength.
Ja see oli Jumal, kes andis nendele jõu.
And he reminded them, it wasn't by your strength, your muscle, but it was God.
Ja siis ta ütles nendele, kas see oli teie musklite tugevus, mis teile andis võidu või oli see Jumal.
And so he went on to account everything that God had done for that nation.
Ja nõnda ta kaalus kõike, mida Jumal oli nende rahvale annud.
And then Joshua draws a line and he says, but as far as for me and for my house, we are going to choose to serve the Lord.
Ja siis tõmbab Joshua järsku kriipsu ja ütleb, aga mina ja minu pere, meie tahame teenida Jehovat.
And so what he was saying, he said, I don't care what you all are going to do, but as far as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Sellega ta ütles, kui ta oli tõmmanud selle kriipsu, Et see on teie vastutuse peal, mida teie otsustate, aga mina ja minu pere, meie tahame teenud Jehovat.
Now here's the point I want to make. Joshua set himself up as an example for everyone to see.
Ma tahaksin siin just rõhutada, et Joosua tõi ennast teistele eeskujuks.
My parents set an example in my home for me to see.
Minu vanemad seadsid ennast minule eeskujuks minu kodus.
Joshua could not choose for the children of Israel.
Joosua ei võinud valida mitte Iisraeli asemel Jumalat.
He pleaded, he begged, he reminded.
Ta muretses, ta palus, ta tuletas meelde.
But yet he could not choose for Israel.
Aga tema ei võinud Iisraeli eest valida.
But what he could do was to set himself up as an example, and that's exactly what he did.
Aga mida ta võis? Ta võis olla Iisraeli rahvale eeskujuks ja seda ta tegi.
He made himself an example for that whole nation to see.
Ja ta tegi kogu rahvale ennast eeskujuks.
And because of that example we see in Joshua chapter 22, because of that example, everyone that heard that day chose to serve the Lord.
Ja sellel päeval Joosua ütles, sellel päeval valige nüüd.
So you men had that responsibility of setting yourself up to be examples.
Ja nõnda teie mehed peate seda teadma, et teie olete kui eeskujud kellegile.
Not only for your children, but also for the churches.
Mitte ainult oma lastele, vaid ka kirikus.
And for all those that are watching.
Ja kõigile nendele, kes siial teid jälgib.
We have to set ourselves as examples for the world to see.
Meie peame ennast asetama nii nagu eeskujuks kogu maailmale, kes meid jälgib.
And we must pray.
Ja meie peame paluma.
You must pray, you must pray, you must pray.
Te peate paluma, paluma, paluma.
Because I stand here today because of much prayer for me.
Sellepärast, et täna, kui ma seisan siin, ainult sellepärast, et palju on palutud mu pärast.
My work takes me to many countries.
Minu töö on mind viinud mitmesse maale.
A few years ago I was in the island of North Borneo.
Mitmed aastat tagasi olin ma Põhja-Borneo saarel.
North Borneo lies to the north of Australia.
No, Põhja-Borneo saar asetseb Põhja-Austraalia pool.
And I was there to visit the Evangelical Church of North Borneo.
Ja seal ma külastasin ühte evangeelset kirikut.
30 years ago, most of the people in North Borneo were headhunters.
30 aastat tagasi umbes enamus Borneo inimestest olid inimeste kütid.
They were primitive people that hunted with bow and arrows and blowguns.
Nad olid primitiivsed inimesed, kes jahtisid vibudega ja nende puhutava nooltega.
The people were ridden with disease.
Ja nad olid haaratud haigustest.
And the tribes in North Borneo were shrinking every year, getting smaller and smaller because of disease.
Ja need Põhja-Borneo inimesed üha enam kahanesid ja kahanesid tänu nendele haigustele.
I met a missionary there, a man by the name of Hudson Southwell.
Ja seal ma kohtasin missionäriga Hudson Southwell, oli ta nimi.
Hudson Southwell was from Australia.
Ta oli austraallane.
82 years old.
82 aastat vana.
Sparkle in his eye.
Ja kortsudega silm.
When he walked, he had kind of a spring in his step.
Kui ta hakkas liikuma, siis ta pidi nagu ennast sundima käima.
He had a big smile all the time.
Aga kogu oma käigu ajal tal oli suur naeratus näol.
I was kind of fascinated with this man.
Ja ma olin üllatunud sellest inimesest.
And I thought, well, I will have something to learn. And so I asked him, Mr. Southwell, how did you come to this jungle in North Borneo?
Ja ma tahtsin õppida temast ja küsisin, härra Safon Hanua, kuidas teie tulite siia džunglisse?
A big smile came on his face.
Suur naeratus ta näol.
He said, in 1928 I was a student at Melbourne Bible Institute in Australia.
1929. aastal olin ma Melbourne'is õpilane. Teologiline õppeasutuses.
While I was at Bible school, I was in a library one day.
Ja kui ma olin seal piiblikoolis, siis ühel päeval olin ma raamatukogus.
And in the library was a big map of the world.
Ja seal raamatukogus oli suur maailma kaart.
And there I was looking at the country of Australia.
Ja seal ma vaatasin Austraaliat.
And I noticed to the north thousands of islands.
Ja seal ma nägin neid tuhandeid saari Põhja-Austraalias.
And I realized that there were millions of people on those islands that had never heard the gospel message of Jesus Christ one time.
Ja ma mõtlesin nendele miljonitele inimestele, kes ei olnud elus kordagi kuulnud evangeeliumi sõnumit.
And he said, I began to pray that if it be God's will, I would go to preach in those islands.
Ja ma hakkasin paluma Jumalat, et see võiks olla Jumala tee, et ma võiksin minna kord sinna saartele ja kuulutada evangeeliumi.
Soon he found three other men who had the same burden, and they got together and they too prayed.
Ja mitte hiljem, mitte kaua hiljem ta kohtus kolme samasuguse igatsusega meest, kellega koos nad hakkasid paluma.
They didn't know which island, but they had a burden that God would send them to one of them.
Nad ei teanud, millisele saarele nad peaksid minema evangeeliumi kuulutama, aga nad tundsid, et nendel on see mure, et nad tahavad minna.
And as they prayed, their hearts and their eyes and their attention fell on the island of Borneo.
Ja kui nad nõnda palusid, siis nende südamesse tõusis see igatsus minna sinna Põhja-Borneo saarele.
They were poor, they had no money.
Nad olid vaesed, nendel ei olnud raha.
The churches they were from had no money, they were poor.
Kogudused, kus nad olid, nendel ei olnud raha.
But they felt God calling them to go, so they prayed.
Aga nad tundsin, et Jumal on kutsunud neid ja nad palusid.
They wrote some mission societies in England and in America and in Australia.
Ja nad kirjutasid mitmese missioni organisatsiooni Inglismaal, Ameerikas ja Austraalias.
And asked if these mission societies would send them financially.
Ja need missioni ühingud võiksid neid abistada.
The mission societies wrote back.
Ja nad said vastused.
Oh, it's too dangerous to send you to those swamps in Borneo.
See on liiga ohtlik teid saata sinna Põhja-Borneo saartele.
They have fever and disease in those swamps.
Seal on palavikud, seal on haigused.
The people are dying off that go there.
Need inimesed, kes siin on läinud, on surnud.
They have headhunters that hunt with bow and arrows and blowguns.
Need on ju seal inimeste jahtijad, kes teid võivad jahtima hakata odade ja vibudega.
We're sorry we can't send you.
Ja kahju küll, aga meie ei saa teid saata sinna.
But you see, they prayed.
Aga te pange tähele, nad palusid.
In England, in London,
Inglismaal Londonis.
There was an old man who had been a businessman.
Inglismaal Londonis oli üks vana mees, kes oli olnud kaupmees.
And in his earlier years he had traded in the South Pacific.
Ja oma varasemates aastates oli ta olnud seal reisimas lõuna Vaikse ookeani lõuna piirkonnas.
And he had heard about Borneo.
Ja ta oli kuulnud Borneo saartest.
And you know what he did? He did a very interesting thing.
Ja kas te teate, mida ta tegi? Ta tegi väga huvitava asja.
He sent those three men enough money for a one-way ticket.
Ta saatis nendele kolmele mehele nii palju raha, et need kolm mees said osta ühepoolse pileti, tähendab ühe otsa pileti, mitte tagasi.
Not a round trip ticket in case they didn't.